8. Eclipses. The sun is a star. It appears to be bigger than any other star. That is because it is near us. But the other stars are far away. The sun shines because it is very hot. But the moon shines because it reflects the sun's light. It is like a big mirror. If we visited the moon, we would see the earth. It is also like a mirror, and it reflects the light of the sun. Sometimes the earth moves between the sun and the moon. Then the earth's shadow falls on the moon. No light from the sun can then reach the moon. The moon gets dark because it cannot reflect the sun's light. We call this an eclipse of the moon. Does the sun ever get dark during the day? It does so when the moon hides it. Sometimes the moon goes in front of the sun. We can watch its edge when it slowly crosses the sun's disk. Everything gets darker and darker. Then, at last, we cannot see any part of the sun's disk. The moon is hiding it completely. That is a total eclipse of the sun. Sometimes only part of the sun's disk is hidden. That is not a total eclipse. It is a partial eclipse of the sun. A lot of animals are afraid during an eclipse of the sun. Birds stop singing. Sometimes people too are afraid. Astronomers know the dates of eclipses and they are not afraid. The old astronomers of Babylon and Egypt had no telescopes, but the sky in those countries is usually clear, and so they could watch the stars easily. They studied everything in the sky, and they also noticed both total and partial eclipses. Because they knew the dates of eclipses, they had great power. People believed that the sky was important. They believed that an eclipse could kill a person. About 2,500 years ago, there was a very long war. One battle followed another, and the end never came. During one of the battles, there was a partial eclipse of the sun. The day got very dark, and the soldiers on both sides were filled with fear. They believed that the gods were angry, so they stopped fighting and ended their long war. There is a story about Christopher Columbus and an eclipse of the moon. The men of the island of Hispaniola suddenly refused to bring any more food. Columbus needed food, and he called the men together. He had studied one of his books, and he knew the date of the next eclipse. He told the men that God was angry. God was going to make the moon dark to show this. Columbus then pointed to the sky, and the men looked up. They saw the beginning of an eclipse, and the moon got darker and darker. They were afraid and asked Columbus to help them. So he left them and went to his room in the ship. He waited there alone and then returned. He was smiling now, and he told the men not to be sad. He said that God had forgiven them. Then he pointed to the moon. The eclipse was ending. The earth's shadow was beginning to move away. The light got brighter. Then all the men were glad, and they promised to bring some food. They were so afraid of Columbus that they never stopped the supply of food again. Eclipses are not seen in every part of the world. There was an eclipse of the sun on June 30, 1973, and it was seen in South America and Africa. On February 16, 1980, the people of India and Africa will see another eclipse of the sun. There will be another on July 22, 1990, and this will be seen in Finland. There will be about 15 total eclipses of the sun between 1978 and 1999.